So I read this book and it said, find the pain points, things that people are asking to have done. And I said, well, might be in Tri-Cities because some people have slow internet connection. What's the secret to lag-free streaming by optimizing your Vivaldi browser? So Vivaldi, the browser that I use, has got a lot of steps, and I'm going to enumerate those in today's episode of Practical Digital Strategies. Let's get to it. First up on the list is speeding up browsing and page load times. Won't that be nice? Well, there's ways you can do that, and let's get to it. Disable unnecessary plugins and extensions. Go into the tools, extensions, and then turn off any that you're not using all the time. That's going to speed things up. Enable lazy loading. If you go to settings, to web pages, and enable lazy loading restored tabs to load the tabs only when you click on them and need them. So they're not going to be loaded all the time, and that's going to speed you up. And then clear the cache regularly. Go in at the end of the day, try to remember to just go into the tools, delete browsing data, and select cached images and files and select delete. Okay, that'll get it done. Next up is optimize system resources usage. So you want to have the resources on your browser. Let's get to it. To limit the tab use, use Vivaldi's tab stacks to group similar tabs together. Then it's going to reduce the number of tabs you got open simultaneously. And then use the task manager, open Vivaldi's built-in task manager, tools task manager. Identify resource-heavy tabs and processes and close them. Okay? That's two things you can do. And if the battery usage is a concern, then enhance the battery usage. You can do two things. Restrict the background processes. So go to settings, go to background apps, and then turn off any apps that are running in the background if you've got Vivaldi closed already, right? And then on your device in the settings, you should have enable power saving mode. Make sure you've got that turned on. It matters. Improve the security and privacy of your computer. You're doing the Vivaldi browser right. So then you want to adjust the privacy settings. Go to settings, privacy, and then enable the do not track. Adjust and then regularly clean out the cookies and the cache in your browser too. That's going to speed it up. Use the built-in ad and tracker blockers. Activate Vivaldi's ad blocking and tracker blocking features in the settings, privacy. Okay. Number five in this list of optimizing the Vivaldi browser is to streamline your user interface. Customize the toolbar. You simply click on the toolbar with the right click and select customize. And then you take out any buttons that you don't need. Okay. Use keyboard shortcuts. Learn the shortcuts that are available in the browser. Go to settings, go to keyboard, and enhance the navigation therein. And then minimalistic start page. Go to settings, go to start page, and then customize that start page to display only the most essential items, the links that you're going to use, not everything that they benefit you with. You know, they always say save the best for last. Well, this is it. To prevent crashes and freezing, okay, you keep Vivaldi updated. That means you regularly check for updates. Go to help, go to check for updates, and ensure you have the latest version. Okay, and that's going to have all the tweaks that make it run better. Allocate more RAM. If possible, increase the available memory for Vivaldi in your system settings, and that's going to prevent crashes, but probably the quickest way to do it. So take a minute and implement these adjustments. If you need the Google document, there's a link in the comments below. Hey, to contact me, use the secure contact form on guyrcook.com. If you like this video, found it helpful, give it a thumbs up and share it with your friends. Subscribe to the channel for more valuable content on digital marketing and other things. It's a wrap.